Is this you? You're looking sexy. Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Got the free money name game coming up in about 20 minutes. Your chance to win it $1,000.
If you have a first and a last name, you might not.
But you'll get $500 just for calling in. But if you typed in free money for Kid Nation on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram in the last 24 hours, we'll double that $500 to $1,000. But to get that $1,000, make sure you did that.
For example, Prince, no last name.
No so last name.
Couldn't win.
Madonna, can't win.
No last name.
McLovin, can't win.
Can't win.
Need a last name.
Yep.
On your legal ID.
You think that's on their legal IDs?
Sure is.
Yeah.
It's probably Prince, and then it says,
now, Kelly, you're going to be going up on a stage tonight.
Yes. I'm sick about it.
Kelly's been nervous.
I was fine until you mentioned it, and suddenly I got clammy.
Wait.
I got clammy.
I love that every morning Kelly, I mean, the last 20 years of her life, speaks to millions of people.
But it's different.
It is different when it's like eye contact and the faces are real and you're getting up and doing. You have to do kind of a long speech, right?
Yeah. I've been asked for... Wow, I'm getting nervous thinking. I'm seriously starting to get upset.
You're only doing like 4 to 5 minutes,
no.
Right? Just in and out?
God. For years and years, people have asked me to come, because everybody's looking for a speaker, right? Come speak to our, you know, Rotary Club.
Yeah.
And come speak to the kids and stuff. And I always say no. Public speaking is like one of the, if not the number one fears. It's always right up there with going to the dentist and fear of heights and stuff like that.
Yeah, it is.
I can go to the dentist all day. I love going to the dentist.
That's
yesterday.
Fine.
I have this sinus stuff going on. The laughing gas didn't even work on me yesterday. I was like, turn it up. This is my only excuse to get legally, you know, whatever. Turn it up. So anyway, public speaking. But, you know, since Kid died, I've been asked a lot to speak. And I finally like, you know what? This is the one thing that scares me. I need to conquer this fear. So I've started saying... Now, just because I'm saying this on the air right now, I don't want everybody starting calling me and asking me to speak at stuff.
Kelly's got openings next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah, so, and she does two a day on Thursday. Yeah.
So about, when was it? Back in the last year, not last year, it was sometime, I don't remember, I spoke at an event. I was like, I got to get my feet wet. It was a very small gathering of about 30 or 40 people.
Okay.
I was like, so at least if I bomb, I've only bombed in front of 30 or 40 people.
I try and do it once or twice a year just because I feel like it's hard, but it's good practice.
This isn't emceeing or you give speeches?
Speech.
Will you go for me tonight?
Tonight? No, that's what I'm saying is I don't like it either, but you do it because...
What do you speak about?
Whatever you want.
Well, that's the thing.
You remember
you
the one that I gave because I didn't know... It's hard when I don't know the clientele, and so I told the story about the Dress for Success. That's what the charity was.
Okay.
Dress for Success, how I had been arrested.
Yeah.
And then
had to do
community service. Yeah, it killed.
See,
maybe if you got
problem.
Them recorded, maybe Kelly could, memorize
play,
it.
I could play just, yeah. Just stand
there
and play Jenna's
it, like,
yeah,
like,
lip sync it.
So this
like
is the women's networking group.
Okay.
And so now I'm a
powerful woman.
See, that's it, Jenna. They think I've got something to offer. I don't have anything to say.
Hell to the no.
2 weeks. It's about a 22 minute, I clock it. About a 22 minute drive for me to get to work. So in the car, as soon as I back out of the driveway, I start my speech every day.
How do you start? Typically.
About how...
How do you start?
I can't.
Not about.
Hello, fellow women. I'm networking.
Just give us
like,
the first
line. Thank you for having me today. You know, I'm always asked to come and do these speeches, but I usually say no. This is the same thing, like, because people think because we speak on the radio, we should be...
You got to start off with a joke, because I said, you know, I'm so happy to be here. I know when I was asked, that meant that Kid, Kelly, Allen, JC all said no.
Okay,
so
see,
that's
I can't
how I
do
start.
That.
I know, because you would be first.
Start with something.
But start with something, because they're like, she's going
to
make her laugh.
I can't think of a joke right now.
You
just
have
don't
to.
Do that.
They're going to laugh at Kelly Rossberry.
So, Kelly, it's all women.
It's all women, and probably a random gay man or two.
Do your share impression.
Yeah, go ahead. Try. You got to practice, Kelly.
No, stop it. You're making me making it worse.
So what's your
thing? So on the way into work every day and on the way home from work every day, I just start, you know, because everybody's like, just tell your story. Okay, so I start telling my story. I can't even talk right now. I'm getting so upset and nervous. I end up down these different paths. I have given about 20 different versions of this speech. And here's the problem. I never get to the ending. I'm like,
well, you don't have an end?
I don't have an end.
That's what you're supposed to come up with first. You're supposed to have your beginning and your end, and then you fill in the middle.
And how do I? Okay, so that's my, now you tell
me. If you lose track, you know, when you get nervous like that and you lose track of the
details.
You always know the end.
You at least know where you're trying to get.
So, okay, so I've been practicing for 2 weeks, and I still don't have anything prepared. So today I'm going to come up with an end and work on getting to it.
Is that part of the speech?
What's your theme? Like, that's the thing. It's like, what are you trying to? So it's women's networking.
Women's
so
networking.
Obviously, you want to talk. Are you going to go with, like, you know,
something about women.
Career?
End with something sad.
Career?
If you end with something
no.
sad.
No, you want to end with something
have
positive.
They're going to have sympathy. So if you suck, then at least they feel bad for you.
Yeah. Do something sad.
Is it too late to get out of it?
No.
I know
it's tonight.
Email, but I've got really bad sinuses.
Yeah, go.
Kelly, you can't get out of it. You could send a double.
Just sneeze and cough the whole time.
What if I could get somebody to stand in for me who's better?
No.
Than like, I will be, which
you
is
have
everybody.
To do it.
Like what?
Somebody
Oprah?
That's
like
exciting.
Oprah?
What if I could pull in someone who's maybe a celebrity
to get Oprah.
That has sympathy for me
who?
And does this all the time, and
who's
I could
that?
Just have him pinch hit for
See,
me? If
Kelly,
you're a celebrity listening this morning and you don't mind, I will pick you up and drive you there. If
Jesse
you
Jackson's
don't want me to know where
town.
You live, I'll meet you somewhere, and you can just jump in my ride.
What's Jesse Jackson going to talk about at a women's networking
meeting? Jesse Jackson can talk to anybody.
He can talk about anything.
First of all, he can rhyme, you know, because that's what he Jesse Jackson do. But, yeah, he could probably fill in for you. Let's call
Please,
him.
Reverend Jackson, if you're listening, may I please have you go speak at this women's networking conference? It's only like 200 women. See, right? Oh, it's awful.
See, I thought you were excited, so we figured that we would get the news to broadcast it live while you did your speech.
Yeah. No. No, I'm not excited about it. And I'm really not. And I told the last time I did the speech, I bombed. I bombed so bad the first time. I was like, I'm never doing it again. But see, you're told you need to conquer your fear. So the only way you get better is doing it.
Yeah.
And so I agreed to do this. And I foolishly agreed to do another one next
so
month.
You have okay.
which I'm going to have to see if I can get out of that.
Let's do this one thing. Well, this will help you out because you can do your speech around this. Let's ask people to call up and give you one line. Just one single line that you have to incorporate into your speech tonight.
Well, like what kind of line?
Whatever.
Just whatever.
Like
we'll just pick
line?
One.
Like a joke?
We'll pick one.
Or a word?
I mean, we don't have to take the first one. We'll just take little nominations and we'll decide on one line. And then you kind of make your
speech around it?
Kind of around that.
Like, give me the theme?
It doesn't have to be fun. It can be funny. It doesn't have to be.
Can just it be a word?
No, we need a line. We need like, 8 to 10 words in a sentence. And we'll put that word, we'll incorporate that into your speech.
Oh, we will?
Yes.
Do you have a song to walk out to?
When I say we, I mean
no.
you. Yeah, you need a
you
good song,
You want to do, like,
too.
Started from the bottom, now you're here, and, like, how far you've come in your career?
I don't know if they have that.
You can walk out.
These are white women.
System.
These are white women. You need, you're going to need some...
What does she need, like, Springsteen or something?
I need a vodka. I need a vodka.
And ladies, please welcome, from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, Kelly Raspberry. That could be your walkout.
Yeah, you need
you need to play it up. You need to have some type of angle. You know, if it's going to be Dollar Tree oriented, if it's going to be country.
Yes.
That's what I could do. Dollar Tree finds. That way I don't have to be inspirational.
Props. Yeah, props. That's great.
You're not Gallagher.
Wear your overalls, too, to show, like, where
you
came
from. Did
you
know what I just got at the 99 Cents Only store?
What?
My daughter takes this allergy medicine that's normally, like, $7-$8 for a dollar.
Yeah.
It expires in January, so she has to use it all up before January.
Okay,
but I bought like 7 of them because I'm planning on a very big cold and allergy season for her.
Kelly, you know who's going to make you feel better?
Who? Her Kelly seems going to be I'm rich and cheap.
One of our favorite listeners, Blind Ken, is here to make
yes!
you feel good about yourself.
Blind Ken.
Blind Ken, are you offering to go speak so I don't have to?
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
A soothing voice.
That's good.
I'm not good, actually,
no.
Ken. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm lying. I'm horrible. People always say they're fine. They don't mean it. I don't mean it.
Well, first of all, start out by being honest.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I'll tell them I'm scared to death because that'll get them on my... They'll feel
seriously,
sorry for me, right?
Seriously. Yes. I'm very serious. Start out by saying, you know, everybody thinks I'm great at this. I talk on the radio. Say what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it is difficult for me to talk in front of people.
Yeah.
And then what do I say?
We still have 14 minutes and 30 seconds.
In other words, she wants you to write her whole speech, kid.
As I said, I'm not a speech coach.
Can you give her...
I'm just trying to give you a starting. You didn't know how to start. That's how you start.
Okay, start with
and
being nervous.
Self-deprecation.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that it's good you don't have a set speech. That
no.
You've given it 20 times and you've had 20 different versions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not good.
But that's, to me, that's good. Just like, you know, a politician goes somewhere, you can basically, everybody can lip sync his speech
mm-hmm.
because it's the very same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So be diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Diverse, okay.
Be diverse.
Yeah, okay, give me an example.
Give her one line, Ken, that she can incorporate into her speech.
I'm nervous, I'm diverse. Give me a line. Give me something to say.
All the stories. stories you have on the air.
Like which one?
Yeah, what's your favorite story?
What's your favorite story I tell?
Then what did I say?
The granny panty one?
Under the swimming pool with Danny Boy kissing it.
Oh, see?
But how do I incorporate that into a motivational? What's my, like?
You were networking.
Yeah. You were motivated to kiss him. So what'd you do?
Turned over the wading pool and
you found a time and a place.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Yeah, okay. All the stories. Motivational. Okay. What did you do? You talk about all the time how you were this girl in Florence, South Carolina.
Oh, you're doing good, Kelly.
You know, on a TV show doing the weather, and you didn't know what you were doing. And then kid came to you. Blah, blah, blah.
Saved me.
Look where you are now.
Tell me your story.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
I think this is what's difficult is your stories come out when, you know, when we're in conversation with each other. And that's what people don't realize is so hard. It's hard for you to just tell all these stories unprompted.
Right.
So you should take audience questions. Just put it on
there. Q&A.
Just do love letters to Kelly in the audience.
There you go.
Well, that would work, too.
And then throw out some dollar store prizes. Boom.
But wait a minute. This is ladies network.
This is great. I'm going to, okay. But
just open it up to them.
I'm going to give away Dollar Tree prizes.
Just do trivia.
That's great.
Kelly, you know who would love to do the speech?
Oh. Who?
Jerry Raspberry, dang it.
Oh, bring Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy up there. Let him do 10 minutes.
Let him brag on me for a while.
Exactly.
No. He could introduce you, and that could be part of your time.
Because you know your dad.
Make him laugh, and then take questions.
I'm telling you, I scored at the dollar at the 99 cents only. If y'all haven't been lately, y'all need to go. I'm not doing a commercial. I went yesterday. I racked up.
Yeah.
On stuff.
Do you need a hype man? Because that will help you.
No, I'm busy.
It can be called Ditches Saved My Life, the story of Kelly Raspberry.
How did Ditches save my life?
Because you came from Ditches, and that's why people love you, because you played in Ditches, and you're that girl that everybody gets and relates to.
Started in the Ditches, now I'm rich.
In the Ditches, now you're here.
Arrived
and that's your story. Yeah. You could do a karaoke song that you walk out to. Started in the Ditches, now I'm here.
Rich.
Started in the Ditches, now Kelly Raspberry.
No, don't curse.
I'm just thinking about it.
Okay. She's working it out right now.
Easy, Shannon.
I think just put it on them. Take some questions.
The problem is, Kelly, you've had plenty of time to come up with a speech.
Yeah,
you procrastinated.
And
now they're listening. They're listening to you.
Girl, I have not procrastinated. I have been trying every day for 2 weeks in my car. Wait, did you miss that part?
Well,
for
2 weeks. Did you record it?
Why do I have to record it?
So that you know what you said, so you can pick out the best of each speech.
Because, see, every day I tell my speech a little different. So I'm like, I got to remember to tell that. And then I forget it. And then it comes back to me. So I've told like 20 different versions of this speech. How's that not being prepared? I've been trying.
You've been trying.
Do you have...
How dare you criticize me and my technique?
Do you have what...
I procrastinated. I have been working on this for 2 weeks.
Thank you, Blind Ken.
You should just take your best bits up there and listen to them and laugh at yourself.
Bye.
We'll talk to you soon.
Go to Kelly's Facebook page and give her one line.
Or somebody volunteer to do it so I don't have to.
No, Kelly, you're doing it. You have to. Step up and conquer this fear.
I don't know what I'm going to wear.
Buy some at the dollar store.
They do have clothes at the dollar store, actually.
You can just call it the Dollar Day Speech.
I need a pedicure, so I'm going to have to wear closed-toed shoes.
Go to the Kid Nation Facebook page and let us know what Kelly should include in her speech.
Be looking at your toes.
You need to run by Pretty Kitty before you go out there, too?
I'm
not going bottomless. What are you talking about?
Sometimes it helps you.
Yeah, confidence.
Do your speech naked. It makes everybody...
You're supposed to picture them naked. You're not supposed to show up naked.
I've been doing it all wrong.
You're a horrible speech coach.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Free Money Name Game.
It's time to win up to $1,000 with the Free Money Name Game.
Yep.
If you have a first and last name on a legal document,
you can win.
You can win. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go into a cash cube. Thanks to cashcube.com. Go in there and grab two letters from the alphabet.
Yeah, they're written down on little pieces of paper. We have 5 sets of the alphabet written down, crumpled up on pieces of paper.
Once we get those two letters, you got to be calling number 13 to our show at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Once you're calling number 13, you will win $500. Now, if you want to win $1,000, you must have gone to your Twitter, your Facebook, or on Instagram and typed in Free Money for Kid Nation within the last 24 hours.
Yes, so when we draw those two letters... Those got to be your initials on your legal ID. Your first initial for your first name, first initial on your last name, on your driver's license, birth certificate, whatever your legal ID of choice is.
We're still looking for our first $1,000 winner.
Yeah.
I think today's going to be the day.
Who's going in the cash cube?
We'll find out by
initial cube.
Spinning that wheel.
Producer Mike.
Good spin. Good spin,
that
dude.
I'm not really dressed yet.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I have to spin it so hard next time.
Kelly.
Is it Kelly?
Kelly, Jesse. Big Al!
Yay!
All right. Yeah.
Make sure that hat doesn't come off.
Wait, yeah. Can you wear the Willy Wonka hat in there?
No, are you sure, Willy Wonka?
It just barely fits.
It barely fits?
Oh, wow. Al has a Willy Wonka hat, and he's walking like
and
Willy
a limp.
Wonka.
Yeah, Willy Wonka
movie.
Had a limp.
You got to somersault out.
Maybe I do need to take it off.
Yeah.
All right. Here, I'll wear it.
Oh, now you've lost your magic power.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Al stepping into the cash cube.
All right. Are you ready?
15
yeah.
seconds to grab two
excited?
Letters, Al.
I'm excited. This
all right,
is
the
fun.
Wind's going to start now. It's going to grab initials. Let's do it.
All right.
Here we go.
Whoa.
Hurry, Al.
There's one.
You have 10 seconds.
Al has it in his mouth.
G.
Got another one, dude.
Hurry up,
Al. 4 seconds.
Al, he acts like it's so
Al
easy.
Al is prancing around in there.
G-O-G.
Yep, so if your initials are G-O or O-G, that's on your legal text. ID. Caller 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT,
and you're going to win $500. And if you posted Free Money for Kid Nation on your social media status update, you're going to win $1,000 if you did it within the last 24 hours.
That looks good on you, Jenna.
Oh, yeah, it actually does look good on Jenna.
Does it?
Yeah, you don't look like Willy Wonka.
Wilhelmina Wonka.
It really does.
Wilhelmina Wonka. Yeah. Willy Wonka is my favorite. The original is one of my favorite movies ever.
So we got an idea, Kelly.
G-O are the what? Letters.
Oh, this is awesome. So, Kelly, you know you were talking about how much anxiety you have about giving the speech tonight.
Yes, I've been sweating in places I ought not sweat just talking about it.
And everybody's opinion when it comes to giving a speech is you have to be able to have an opening line that draws everyone's attention. Mm-hmm. Some people think it needs to be something really profound. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it has to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon came up with a great idea during the break. And here's the challenge to you guys.
Okay.
If Kelly's okay with it. So Big Al, JC, and Jenna all get to secretly write down an opening line, opening stanza, or opening paragraph.
Oh, okay.
On a sheet of paper. And then put it in a sealed envelope. And you are going to agree to not look at what's in the envelope until you show up tonight. You're standing at the podium. You open up your envelope.
That's a good bit.
And then you have to read the opening lines.
All right.
And then we can be to blame.
Well, I mean, we're not going to write anything. We're not going to do anything to embarrass you. Or,
yes, you will.
Why not?
Well, it might be a little bit embarrassing. It might be a little bit
just
embarrassing.
Just don't be vulgar.
It won't be dirty. Who's your audience? You said
it's
women.
It's women networking. Networking women.
So business women between
business
the ages of 25 and 50,
yeah,
I guess?
Infinity.
Okay.
Drinking age to infinity.
Okay.
I'm down.
Who do you think would try to mess with you, and who do you think would try to do a good job
with
this?
I want you to do good.
Al would mess with me. Jenna would probably try to do right by me. And JC would try to write knock-knock jokes.
You probably hit that on the head.
I would.
Shannon, are you going to do it? Shannon would have my back, maybe.
I can.
Oh, yeah. Shannon would.
She
I'm
might.
A good writer, too. Yeah.
Because that
Shannon might use it as therapy.
Yes, she would.
I like pie.
All right.
Okay. I'm willing to do it. It'll kill a few minutes, so yes.
Yeah.
It'll probably kill like the first two or three.
Right, then make it longer.
Well, you do that, then you do your Dollar Tree giveaway, and by the time you
I'm done.
All that, you're done.
But I'm seriously giving away Dollar Tree finds.
This is a good idea, though, because this is the approach that, was it the Modern Family guy? Who read a letter that was written by the young, yeah, it was the Modern Family guy when he won.
Mm. He
read the acceptance speech that the kids had written
That's
for
right.
him.
That's right.
And it was perfect. It's a great way to do that. So then and that gives me
an in.
I was really nervous, and so you're going to open up the letter and start it off that way.
You'll do just fine.
That will break the ice, and maybe y'all have to be funny.
Okay,
have to be.
Now you're putting the pressure on us.
Yeah, don't put the pressure on us. You have to be funny with the delivery.
I'm just going
to
read it.
All right.
Oh, man, because now we're going to hear if they don't laugh at our own jokes. And then now we're embarrassed.
See? It's not so easy, is it?
No, it's not easy.
Are you sweating in weird places?
Yes, I'm sweating in weird places.
I got this. You're gonna love mine.
You know, sweating in my elbow pits.
Don't embarrass me.
I'm not going to embarrass you.
Yeah, he is. He's
there are a lot of great suggestions also rolling in on our Facebook page, too.
Okay,
I like this one, but she's only going to choose one and open it up on stage.
No, I'm going to read all of them.
All four of them.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Wait, four.
I know what I'm writing.
we'll see how it goes.
That's
if it's not, just don't make it really
just do
long.
A liner.
If the audience isn't feeling it, I'll stop.
No, you can't stop short. Mm-hmm. You got to finish.
Got to follow through.
No.
Well, thank y'all. Thank you, Shannon. That actually makes me feel a little bit, mm-hmm. not like take some of the pressure off me.
Yeah, thanks, Shannon. Now we're going to be embarrassed.
Just don't make it last forever.
No, I'll reach
out. No matter who it is, no one wants to hear someone talk forever.
Yeah. Looks like we had a bunch of OGs calling.
OG?
Say hello to Ophelia. Ophelia, what is...
I feel you.
What is your last name, Ophelia?
Gonzalez,
shout out!
And she was the 13th caller, Ophelia Gonzalez.
Yeah!
All right then, girls. As long as on your legal ID, you just won $500.
$500 in your pocket, but here's the question, Ophelia. I've been waiting 2 weeks to hear it. Please tell me the answer I want to hear. Did you post?
I did it!
You did it! You did it!
We're going to check it out and make sure you're telling the truth, but why would she lie?
She wouldn't be lying.
She wouldn't be lying.
Why would she lie?
Did it.
No, I didn't
did it.
Do
she
it.
Did it.
Oh, you did it.
You did it.
Oh, Ophelia, that was so anticlimactic.
Oh, Ophelia, I thought you said you did it.
We even played the music and everything.
So
that's
embarrassing. Man, I was on such a high for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, you messing?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, what are you going to do with your $500 that could have been $1,000, Ophelia?
I am going to spend it on myself.
There you go.
Yeah, you
There's
are.
That, yeah.
There you go.
Well, Ophelia, I'm so happy for the $500.
You're a good winner.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, right, man, I thought we had it.
Man, we're happy there for a minute, and then it just came crashing down. Kind of like your speech. I mean, could go. It could be like,
Oh, believe me, I'm already prepared for disaster.
Kelly's got it.
Surviving it is all I care about.
But Kelly, your worst is still better than most people's best.
Well, thank you, Jenna. Kelly, that was
Kelly,
nice.
Yeah. This is in a hotel room, I'm guessing, a ballroom of some sort.
Like a reception hall.
It's in a stadium.
Get you a shot. Do you a shot.
Sorry,
there's open. 200. Okay, this is the coolest networking group ever. It's like open bar.
Don't get drunk before you go up on stage.
In fact, walk up to the podium with a drink in your hand.
I'm going to have one to calm my nerves.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We're over here in the Canal Side Lounge. You may not know our next guest yet. Yet is a key word.
Yet.
But you're about to find out about this guy. He's from Sweden, and he's all over the European charts. You may have even heard his song, Undressed.
Oh. I've heard it on the radio.
I've gotten undressed before.
Give it up for Kim Cesarian, everybody.
Yeah.
Woo. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah.
It's good. I'm chilling. How are you?
It's good.
We're good. You're dressed very nicely today.
Well, thank you, sir.
You dress like this for every radio interview?
Not every, but most of the time.
Yeah. I dig
you definitely, it. You definitely get best dressed.
I tell guys, a good fitting suit. I mean, look
a slim
how
suit.
Look at this. You have a lot of suits. Are you a suit guy?
Yeah, I have a lot of suits. Yeah,
the
but I didn't
cut.
Bring that many. I only bring 7 this time. So.
I wonder if I could fit a leg into your entire suit. Not even my swollen leg. This one's a little swollen. My little leg.
That was only skinny leg. I don't think you can get in there, Al. I'm sorry.
No, you're probably right.
So Undressed is a real sexy song, and one of my favorite things to do with my daughter is to go through my iPod with her, but I have to like always hit fast forward on that one. It's a little racy for an 8-year-old, I think, but I love it. What was the inspiration behind Undressed?
Why are you grabbing my leg?
I don't know. I'm telling you. Wow. I love this song so much.
Wow.
It makes me have a physical... He was rehearsing the song when I walked in the room, and my body started vibrating.
Yeah.
I have a physical reaction to it.
Yeah, who's it about?
It's not about anybody specifically. We had a vibe. I mean, the song was on its way to become something different. It was a completely different vibe, but the music was still kind of the same. And I had a more sexy vibe when I was listening back to the track that we did the first day. So when we got back, the next day, I pitched ideas to the guys and the rest of the team. We're a team of 4 that we write almost the whole album almost together. They liked it, and we all just started moving towards that direction slowly, just talking about stories and old stories, and then eventually Undressed started happening.
So how does that work in the studio when you're laying down a sexy song about getting, you know, the,
with
ladies,
you and your
the ladies undressed and your dudes are just sitting there like,
it's
come
not
on,
as
man.
Sexy as you might think. It's just 4 dudes in the studio in a, writing a song.
So Kim Cesarian, now watching the video, very hot girl getting undressed.
Very
how many
beautiful.
Girls did you have to actually interview or audition?
That's a
to
really
find,
great question.
And did they each have to get undressed to audition?
No.
I'll hang up and listen.
They did not. they did not have to get undressed, but we were looking through some catalogs with models, and we found a few that we really liked, and then she was the one.
That's a rock star's dream, going through the model catalog and picking out one.
Now you know what it's like to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah, he has his girlfriend. Lot, right?
We're talking with Kim Cesarian. He's got his new album out. It's called Undressed. You got to perform for the royal family.
Yeah, I've done a few times.
The British one?
No.
The Swedish one.
Yeah, the Swedish one.
Oh, we were thinking, because see, to us, the only, that's so American of us, right? The only royal family we think of is England automatically.
Right. Yeah.
What's
well,
the difference between
the royal family
the,
of England?
What's the difference between that, the Swedish and the English royal family?
That one family is Swedish and the other one is British.
Okay.
Yeah, but in Sweden, is it, are they as big of a celebrity and everything they do is followed?
Who's the naughty royal in Sweden?
No, they're very, you know, they behave themselves. They do a lot of charity and just nice things.
You don't have like a Prince Harry running around naked in Vegas?
I mean, not running around naked. I don't think so. Not that I know of, but I mean, he obviously been partying a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I think more than his sisters,
but I think he behaves himself. Kind of.
Speaking of Sweden. Why is IKEA furniture so damn hard to put together?
Yeah, we don't understand the instructions.
And why is the store so dang big? I just want to go in.
The instructions are in English, right?
No, they're just drawings.
Well, there are instructions. The instructions come in Swedish and in English and German and all sorts of languages.
But the instructions have like step 1, 2, and 3, and you have 3,000 pieces.
Right.
To be honest, I messed up a few furnitures, IKEA furnitures, but most of them I handled, so I don't think that hard. Really, do you?
It's just me, then.
Do they have those
everywhere?
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, sometimes it's hard to get which one you should do first and, you know, what piece and da-da-da-da, but it's not that hard. Just,
People in Sweden really do shop at IKEA?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have a lot of stuff from IKEA.
When I moved to my own place, I got
a lot of IKEA stuff.
Oh. Like I said, we were really excited walking in when you were getting warmed up to sing for us today. Yeah. You feel ready? You ready to hit those notes?
I hope so. There's some high ones to hit early
in the morning.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
if you need us, we were practicing in the studio.
I'm going to try and touch that.
Worst case scenario, you know how to do it, right?
Yeah. Well, you showed us before Kim Cesarian told Kelly to just push on my stomach.
Diaphragm.
Yeah. And my diaphragm. And I hit it.
Push from here. Yeah, you did.
I hit it.
I got it on camera, too. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Got the proof. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't need to be pushed in the diaphragm. He can do it.
And you can't bring Kelly on stage anytime that you want to hit that note. That would be very awkward.
Yeah, that's why I won't be doing it. That's why we'll have Kim Cesarian do it himself.
Let's do it.
Will you sing Undressed for us?
I will.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it.
Kim Cesarian, Undressed in the Canal Side Lounge.
I feel hazy. Why is everything black and white? I feel dizzy. Like my head is full of dynamite. Jump in my Mercedes, but it isn't quite driving right. I don't get it, I'm not drunk. A million people in the place and there you are. And I was like,
all the ladies squirm in the studio.
I was just not doing it.
Get you to sing that right now, huh? Say how my name is,
Whatever you call me, hi, my name is
Higher.
Higer. Whatever you
Higher,
call
Jesse.
Me, hi, my name is Whatever you call me.
So I need all of y'all to see this right now. Come on.
Say how my name is, whatever you call me. How my name is, whatever you call me. How my name is, whatever you call me. How my name is, whatever you call me.
All right.
Say
okay.
How my name is, whatever you call me. Freaky Kimmy, that's what you call me, baby. Oh.
Wow. Again, that was Kim Cesarian making all the ladies squirm in the studio. Wow.
I am mortified that we interrupted your flow. I am mortified.
No, I mean, he wanted to sing, so I gave him a chance
to sing. I
know,
we were like cheering. You had
That's
more to go.
That's our worst nightmare. That's our worst nightmare.
Oh, I'm mortified.
Pause.
So you're you're the third person to do that in
you
2 years.
To give sister a heads
have
up.
You need to have a wait sign. Like,
yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
He did give us a wait sign. He's like, hold on.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. You have to give it up for Theo, though, on that guitar.
Yeah.
That was hot.
That is so smooth. I don't think you know how much power you have over the ladies, because I'm sitting over here looking around, and all the girls are just sitting looking at you going, shaking their head. Like, oh, he don't know.
Well, you tell me, I can't see.
Oh, they were doing that.
Well, see, it just lets you know how women like a man with a direct approach. Yeah. I want to see you naked. There. Done.
Al's tried that before.
I've tried
and
that with you.
Arrested.
I tried that with you every birthday.
And on top of that, girl, we've been working so long, so many years, your birthday and everything.
Yeah, and our 20th anniversary.
I want to see you naked.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work?
Crap doesn't work, no.
You play the violin, the piano, the double bass, the viola, and the drums.
Yeah, I did. I started violin, piano, and then upright bass. And then
now, Kim Cesarian, which of those instruments is closer to the woman? What compares closest to the lady?
In size?
No, not in size. Just,
what are you trying to ask?
Just in the way you
upright
play
bass, baby.
Which instrument do you make love to like a woman? Is that what you're trying to say?
Huh? Sorry?
Which one do you touch like a woman? Which one's the best one?
Like I said, I play. I don't play them anymore.
That much. <you're>
But the violin needs to be touched very gently.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it sounds bad.
In a viola, like a little violin?
Yeah, no, it's just viola is larger,
larger
than violin. Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
So viola is a different.
Oh, it's viola.
Viola, yeah.
I mispronounced
viola. Viola. So it's a larger woman.
Violin and viola. It's a little bit just got that good shape, probably that Latin body or something. If you put it that way.
And the
violin it need to be very gentle.
Do you do that weird head thing when you play it? Like everybody that plays violin does it. They're like jerking their head everywhere. Why do you do that?
I don't jerk my head.
Okay.
You can get Kim Cesarian's song Undressed on iTunes, hear it on Spotify, and see the video that Al talked about on YouTube. Kim, thank you. I enjoyed that.
That's awesome.
I think it's the beginning of a beautiful friendship with Kim Cesarian.
Sorry,
I think
everybody.
So, too. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Congratulations to Ophelia Gonzalez. She won $500 with the free money name game.
I feel you, Ophelia.
Could have been $1,000, but she did not go on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and typed in free money for Kid Nation.
I don't feel
that. I'm so disappointed because I just knew in my gut we were going to give away $1,000 today and we
didn't do
it.
We thought she had, but
yeah, we misunderstood.
We just got really excited.
I thought she said, I did it, but she said, I didn't.
I didn't.
And if you've only done it once, well, you have to do it every 24 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know.
Do it just in case.
It's not one and done.
No, we want to give away $1,000 tomorrow, so let's make sure you sign up.
Yeah, we do.
But real quick, yesterday I did something that's going to get me in trouble with my wife.
And you knew this prior to doing it?
It was one of those where I was doing it, and I did it, and then I thought, dang. I should have probably consulted my wife about this.
Okay, so what do...
Did you buy a car?
Yeah, husbands and wives normally need to consult on purchases, right?
It's usually a purchase. I don't know if this is a purchase or not.
Money spent?
Money was spent.
Well, then it was a purchase.
Quite a bit of money was spent, and I blame Facebook for this.
Dude, I did this once when I was married.
I know you did, Al.
I bought a Mustang, and my wife... I'm divorced
now. Keyword was married.
Yeah.
I do remember a time when you... bought an authentic Chargers uniform online
right.
before telling Kenzie. How was she? That was pre-kids, though, right?
Yeah.
How did she react to that one?
She was not very happy about that one, but she understands that I'm a huge Chargers fan, so that's a big deal to me.
Yeah, but maybe she's like a huge Louboutin fan.
Right. No, that's different, because you can buy Louboutin every day.
But you are very much pro- consult with the other person when making big decisions.
And you know what?
Hence the couch incident not too long ago.
I have felt so guilty for the last 15 or so hours, 20 hours, that I actually have Kenzie on the phone right now.
Oh, she doesn't know.
No.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Oh, Kenzie, you're not going to like it.
Here's what I'm going to say.
I'm like, what?
Let me tell you this before you get mad at me. It's not as bad as it could have been.
And that's supposed to make her feel better.
That helps.
But it's done, right? And this is something you can't get the money back.
No, it's done. There's no refunds.
You should have started this conversation with your lovely wife off with, Kenzie, I want a divorce.
No.
Actually, no, I don't want a divorce.
That's horrible. Here's what I did.
Uh-uh.
I was on Facebook yesterday, and I was perusing what everybody was posting, you know, because that's how we sometimes find cool show content from what everybody's going and talking about.
Of course.
And I happen to like Seth Rogen's Facebook fan page.
Okay.
And I noticed that he posted a video. And this is what the video said.
Hi, I'm Seth Rogen. Would you like to win a chance to go to prom with me?
Yes!
If you answered yes, our date might look a little something like this.
And then it goes off into like this huge date, and it's a girl. And I'm like, oh, now I can't win. You know, he's going on a prom date with this girl.
But I would imagine Seth's very forward-thinking, and he's opening it up to both sexes.
I think he'd prefer a dude because he has a girl.
So he gets to the end of the video, and he goes, who am I kidding? You're probably a dude, but we're still going to do all those things and have fun. And I said, I'm a dude. And I was so excited that I clicked on the link, and it took me to this Omaze website.
Oh, yes, the celebrity date auction thing.
Yeah, and then it hooked me even more because it says, you and a friend... I might take you, Al.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Your wife's on the phone.
It said a friend. It didn't say you and your wife. It said
there you go. Bros.
You're not helping.
This could be neighbors.
So it says, ride in a limo with Seth Rogen. Yeah. Join him for selfies on the red carpet and then party all night.
Heck yeah.
As his date to the hilarity for charity prom night variety show.
Nice.
How cool is that? I get to go hang out with Seth Rogen.
And now, so do I.
How much is it?
How do I do this?
It's a fundraiser, right?
It's a fundraiser, and you could buy different entries.
Or,
yeah. There's the $10 entry. That's not going to get me to win because you only get
it's
100.
It's one chance.
I seem to remember when the woman we had in studio won a date with George Clooney that she entered exactly one time and lost $10 doing it.
I entered that one time as well and did not win. And when you and I entered the Breaking Bad on Omaze, the contest to go hang out with them, I did.
Babe,
I did.
But you're thinking is if you spend a little bit more money, your chances are a little bit better.
Increase my chances.
So what'd you spend? Maybe $20?
Maybe I did not.
Wait, Kenzie, what is the price that you would be, you know, that he would bid and you would be angry about? Like, what number?
$100.
$100? Okay.
Did you spend $80, $70?
Hold on. Here's what I could have spent, Kenzie, and I didn't.
Uh-oh.
My lovely wife. I didn't get the man package, which is a $25,000 donation.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't do that
one.
Thank you for that.
Mostly because I don't have that.
Thanks.
But that one would have guaranteed you a sit-down lunch with Seth.
Guaranteed.
It guarantees a sit-down with him. I didn't do the legend package, which is $5,000.
What would you get with the legend package?
Stage-side tickets to the Laugh Pit for the Hilarity for Charity variety show.
Okay.
But no meeting with Seth.
And a super bad script signed by Seth.
Okay.
Oh.
But I would be on the side. I didn't do that one.
Okay.
It's not good enough for you, huh, being on the side?
I decided to go somewhere in the middle.
In the middle of what?
In the middle $25,000
and $10?
I decided to go with the champion package.
Okay, what does the champion package get you, first of all?
The champion package gets you a poster from Superbad signed by Seth.
Okay.
5,000 entries.
Okay.
And it only cost $500.
How many hundred?
No.
How many hundred?
Well, then, what do I get to go do?
It's just $500.
$500.
But I got 5,000 entries.
No, you got a signed poster.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
$500. Are you even gonna say?
I didn't know. I thought I was gonna win.
Say what the charity is that your money, because this isn't like something you can send back that you bought.
Yeah,
you know?
he's giving the proceeds to ALS.
To what?
No, Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's,
isn't it? And that is cause.
Yeah, Alzheimer's.
You
that's
don't
what
even
it is.
Know.
I know.
Did
I just got excited. I'm a big fan of Seth Rogen. I got so excited, and I figured I would win if I got 5,000 entries. And then I realized that
maybe other people might have done the same thing.
Yeah. Lots of people.
Oh.
You know how many like rich older men buy that for their kids?
Yeah.
Because they want their kids to be cool. Well, so I guarantee you're not going to win. But what do I get to spend $500 on that?
Yeah, I think you have right.
You got to buy that one couch you wanted. So I figured.
That's not fun. That's a necessity.
Oh, so this is payback. That's right. That's right, Kelly.
Is this payback for the couch?
No, it's not payback. It's just I really got excited that I would get to hang out with Seth Rogen. And it's for a good cause. And then I realized
I'm
not going
to
win.
You don't even know what the cause was. Don't you dare say it was for charity.
It was it's going to charity, but I got my cause is to hang out with Seth Rogen. You know? It was a big deal.
What do you think you're going to do? That's so fun with Seth Rogen.
You've already met Seth Rogen.
I know, but it was in studio, and we were interviewing him, so the friendship didn't quite blossom the way I hoped it had.
The girl went on a date with George Clooney. She didn't marry George Clooney. What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, but if we're sitting having dinner, you're having a couple drinks, that's how you make friends. That's how Almy saw
him. He's going to think you're weird.
Yeah, because you bought him. I mean, he'd be great and all for the night to hang out with, but you did buy him.
I knew I went wrong when I saw the legend package that was $5,000 and you get 50,000 entries. That's when I knew I went wrong.
Well, I mean.
Oh, so you think you should have dropped more?
Well, I didn't have more to drop. I just went at the ceiling of my limit.
$500.
Was that the max on your credit card?
Oh, man, Kelly, I got the weird stomach feeling after I did it and hit send.
Oh, my gosh.
I even said YOLO before I hit send.
Kinsey, what do you do in this situation?
I'm going to get online and book a trip for myself right now.
Well, yeah, I think I have every right
to. More money.
I want to go on a trip.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to Target today, so I'll just spend it there.
Yeah, a trip or go to Target.
I'm sorry. I got excited. I normally don't do this. I do it maybe once a year.
Just buy JC a Seth Rogen movie.
But it's
this is kind of like pranking. You know, when couples start getting into one of these little spending things, like without asking the other person, and I can see why this could just keep going. Like, mm-hmm. Kenzie's going to go and spend $500 or $600. Then you're going to come back and spend like $600 or $700. It's just going to keep going and keep going.
We can't. When we spend all the money already,
The game's over.
The game's over.
Game's over.
Right now, the game is over.
Man, Sal, and you didn't even. Gosh, she's not even your first.
You didn't even ask.
Yeah. Plus one.
So. No. I guess I'll just use that couch tonight.
Yeah, you can. Actually, it's probably more comfortable than our bed.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
So I'm cool. We're good?
Yeah, I guess, but I'm going to Target still.
Ooh, dog.
Good for you.
You hear that dryness in the voice?
She doesn't want to look bad on the radio.
She's not playing.
Jenna,
you're going to pay for it.
She's not even playing.
See what you have to look forward to? You get to go to Target and spend $500. Loopy woo.
All right, babe. I'll see you later.
Maybe.
Okay.
See, now I can get excited about $500 at Target.
That went well.
How come every time we talk to somebody else on the phone, you always end it with, I love you, but you talk to your wife after spending $500, you say bye.
I'm in trouble, that's why.
That would be the time to say I love you.
I did say I love you. I thought I did.
No.
I did. I love you.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to talk to Alex, who won an Omaze contest before. What'd you win, Alex?
I won an experience with Arnold Schwarzenegger, riding things on his tank, hanging out with him for the day.
Yeah?
Just being a man.
He's got a tank?
How much did that charitable donation cost?
Well, I had the same phone call with my girlfriend a couple months ago and said, hey, I spent a couple $100 on this. And she said, you idiot, you never win. You know, people don't win those things.
And sure enough,
months later, I got a phone call from Arnold.
Okay. And
so you're not an idiot.
So, okay, you spent the day with Arnold.
Exactly. Neither are you, JC.
Thanks, Alex.
Okay, but wait, Alex. You spent the day with Arnold. Are you and Arnold still in touch? Lifelong buddies?
He did invite me out to New Orleans to tour the set of Terminator when it was filming out there. Mm-hmm. It ended up getting rained out, but, you know, I'm looking forward to the next movie.
Wow. So you're friends.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say that donating to this is going to make you best friends with Seth Rogen, but, you know, here I am with Arnold, right?
See?
Yeah.
Told you guys I didn't make a bad investment.
To ride in that tank.
And it's all going to charity.
Which one?
Right. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Which charity?
Alzheimer's?
Yes.
Yeah, Alzheimer's.
Sure. You're not even sure.
I'm pretty sure it's Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Let me make sure here.
Let me know how that couch is going
to
feel.
That's what his mother-in-law has.
Yeah, it's Alzheimer's.
He testified before Congress.
It's Alzheimer's right there. See? Look at me donating.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Break.
shake, shake, shake.
We just can't interrupt Taylor.
No, you can't.
Well, I guess I am. By
yeah, the haters are going to hate. And the heartbreakers are going to break.
People gossiping about you, JC.
I'm going to shake it off, Kelly.
You are?
You're going to shake it off?
What are they saying, though?
Asking.
Yeah. I'm going to shake it off. I don't think they're saying anything.
Is your wife mad at you for making an unauthorized $500 purchase?
Mm-hmm. My wife is slightly mad at me for making a $500 donation.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to shake it off,
Kelly.
There
you go.
All right. Mm-hmm. So shaking it off is you shaking it off because somebody else is kind of upset.
You want to tell someone to shake. It's kind of like get over it. You want to tell someone to shake
I'm
it
asking.
Off. Like it's not a big deal. Shake it off.
Okay.
If you have a shake it off, call us 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GIGIT.
Yes, Kelly.
Are you tired of people making fun of you for that recent four hat purchase? What you going to do about it?
Yeah, I'm going to shake it off, Kelly.
Yeah, Willy Wonka.
I'm going to shake Kelly off.
Yeah, shake it off, okay. And then maybe the hat will fall off.
Save it for your dirty texts.
Yeah, literally shake it off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cheryl wrote us on our Facebook, and she has one for her neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
She says, to my neighbor, yes, I have a cat. Yes, he likes to sit on your fence. He's not doing anything wrong. Shake it off.
Huh.
Dang right.
Rob says, hey, bank teller, sorry I forgot to put the pin back in the drive-thru tube deposit thing. Don't scream at me through the speaker as I'm driving off. I'm shaking it off.
I got one for Emma Kelly, Kelly Raspberry's daughter.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, Emma Kelly, your mom's going to come home with a bunch of dirty texts today. Shake it off.
I got to leak certain ones fast after I'm finished looking at them.
Everybody's setting dirty
texts. Hey, Leah, this one has one for you, JC.
Oh.
Leah says, hey, JC.
Yeah.
I don't like squirrels. Shake it off.
Oh. Well, that's your opinion. Oh. That's horrible of you to say.
That was just hurtful.
On National Squirrel Appreciation Awareness Month.
It is.
October is. All of October.
I haven't heard about that.
Squirrel Appreciation Month.
What are you going to do to appreciate a squirrel? Write more songs for your squirrels?
Now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 4 is dropping tomorrow.
Volume 4. Wow. Oh, my.
From my sources are telling me.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Christina, you have one for your mother-in-law. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, me and my husband are having baby number 3, and this one is from my mother-in-law. I am not getting fixed, whether you like it or not, so just shake it off.
Not getting fixed.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
That's right. 3, 6, 10, you know, you just got to stop counting. They're worth it.
You might want to stop at 3, though. That's a lot.
Who are you to say?
They're tough.
That's right. Who are you to say?
Yeah.
That's right. God will tell me how many kids I can have. I'll be the Waltons if you want.
There you go.
All right.
And good luck with the third child, Christina.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then go get yourself fixed.
No. Nope. There's no fixing going on there.
I'm not getting spayed. Shake it off.
Oh, this one's going to go to Big Al Mac from RZA.
RZA.
Good morning. This is RZA.
Sorry.
RZA, my bad.
Hey, it's okay. I actually talked to you guys last Thursday. Y'all were kind enough to call and wake me up and give me $2,000 with the phrase of pace.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wow.
I was so flustered at the moment. I always said if I ever want any money, so you guys can count on some of that coming back. Anyway.
Got it.
I wanted to tell Big Al to shake it off because he's so worried about his knee surgery, as was I. I had mine last Friday. I'm on the way to my post-op right now, and it's really not that big a deal. Just take your pain meds and you'll be good to go, buddy.
I agree. Surgery on your knee is not that big of a deal.
you'll be fine. I promise. You'll be fine. You'll do just fine.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Glad you're doing good.
Yeah. As long as it's your knee.
Yeah. Your knee? No problem. I have no problem with surgery on your knee. Surgery on my knee? Big problem.
Big problem.
Yep. Shake it off, Al.
And I can't shake it.
I hope you can still shake your leg after surgery.
I can't twist it. I can't pivot. I can't do anything.
What if you can't walk anymore, Al?
Dude, there's a whole bunch of what ifs.
We could buy you like those cool walking sticks for Christmas this year.
I almost bought one.
Cane.
Like one of a big cane. A really tall one.
Like, you look like
a pimp daddy.
A Mandingo warrior. Had me a chalice in one hand, a big walking stick in the other hand.
Willy Wonka had a walking stick.
Already
got the hat.
Uh-huh. Let's go with Chandra.
First, Chandra.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell my neighbor to shake it off because we leave our dog outside sometimes during the day and dogs bark. And they call the police every time he barks, so they just need to shake it off.
Yeah.
I bet the police love getting that call.
Every time.
What do you want us to do?
What do the police say when they come?
He's within the Norris order, and so we just kind of tell the police, well, you know, he's outside, and he's a dog, and he barks. That's what the dogs do.
Yeah, that's so true.
They need to leave.
Yeah, the police aren't
Maybe
citing
you. Need to get over it and shake it off.
There's really not a lot you can do on that deal. When your dog's barking.
Yeah, but what if I'm trying to take a nap?
You could buy a noisemaker machine.
Well, then you need to shake it off, Jason.
I do need to shake it off.
Yeah, I heard one time, and I don't know if this is true or not. I might be spreading rumors, so I'm not going to say the celebrity that did it. But I heard this celebrity snip their dog's vocal cords because they wouldn't stop barking.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
No?
Had them surgically snipped.
So they sound like... Rah, rah,
rah, rah. I guess. I don't know if that's true. That's why I'm not going to say it, because I don't want to disparage somebody, because that sounds horrible. But I heard that.
What are their initials?
No, because this is very... These initials are so unique, you'd know who I was talking about. I don't want to do that to them.
XZ.
Now I'm wondering. Do you have any more dirty texts, Kelly?
Have I gotten any more? Have you been texting me?
No.
Oh, I've got six new ones. Let's see.
Six new ones?
Everybody's sending Kelly Raspberry dirty text. She asked for them. Is that a good one?
I can't.
You can't.
You can't.
Come on.
You can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Who's it from? You can't. Come on, Kelly.
I can't.
You can do it.
I can't.
You don't have to say a name. Just tell us.
Wow, ask and you shall receive. That's all I have to
say. That's so unfair. I've asked for picks all the time.
I know you have.
And I never get any.
I'm sorry, Jenna. Picks?
Oh, my.
Jenna wants pictures. She don't even want dirty text. Let's finish it off here with Arthur.
All right, come on.
Yeah, for my son, I ate the last ice cream sandwich last night, so he can just shake it off.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.